This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union wants swift accountability for war crimes in Ukraine, EU justice ministers said on Friday, even as they differed over the methods in a debate about how to bring prosecutions, seek evidence, or fund war damage repairs.
Nobody that is doing this kind of war crimes shall be go free. It's very, very important that we will find a way to hold responsible people accountable.
Sweden's justice minister, one of the bloc's 27 who met in Stockholm and discussed collecting evidence as well as setting up a new international tribunal to prosecute Moscow's aggression. An Auschwitz anniversary is marked as peace in Europe is again shattered by war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Survivors of Auschwitz-Birkenau are gathering to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German death camp amid horror that yet another war has shattered peace in Europe. The site in southern Poland, which during World War II was under the occupation of German forces, became a place of systematic murder of Jews, Poles, Roma and others. In all, some 1.1 million people were killed there, most of them Jews, before it was liberated by Soviet troops on January 27, 1945. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked Holocaust Remembrance Day Friday by urging the world to unite against indifference and hatred nearly 1 year into Russia's invasion of his country. Zelensky, who is of Jewish descent from the predominantly Russian-speaking south of the country. This is VOA News. Israel's defense minister has signaled the military would stop its airstrikes if Palestinian militant groups halted rocket attacks. That came a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in decades raised the prospect of a major flare-up in fighting. The limited exchange of fire between Gaza militants and the Israeli armed forces has so far followed a familiar pattern that allows both sides to respond without leading to a major escalation. The defense minister's instruction to the military to prepare for new strikes in the Gaza Strip, quote-unquote, if necessary, also appeared to leave open the possibility that violence would subside. U.S. President Joe Biden is sharply criticizing opposition lawmakers for threatening to destroy the economic progress his administration has made, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Biden called the GOP threat mind-boggling during a speech in Virginia.
They want to raise your gas prices. They want to cut taxes for billionaires who pay virtually only 3% of their income now. They want to impose a 30% national sales tax on everything from food, clothing, school supplies, housing, cars.
Biden also said proposals from fringe Republicans were dangerous to the American economy, and he would reject the plans should they reach his desk.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. A candlelight vigil was held in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee on Thursday night for a man who was allegedly beaten to death by several police officers who are now fired and facing murder charges, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Tyree Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, delivered a message at the vigil ahead of what's expected to be the release of video footage of Nichols' beating by five Memphis police officers.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's not what my son stood for.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you guys are here for me and Tyree, yes, then you will protest peacefully.
Nichols died 3 days after the January 7th traffic stop, in which police say he was pulled over for reckless driving and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Warder.
A severe tropical storm which devastated parts of Madagascar this week is set to continue to wreak havoc on the country as it strengthens over the weekend, the United Nations Regional Weather Monitoring Service said. The storm has killed 8 people and 10 are still missing, according to Madagascar's National Bureau of Risk and Disaster Management. It has also displaced over 60,000 people and damaged 13,000 houses in northern and central Madagascar. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.